talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
And Matt's on vacation. When's he coming back? A week from tomorrow? Yeah, so we got tomorrow and Monday through Thursday for me to try and line up guests. Maybe George could come in. You said he sent a message? What did it say?
Yeah, George is messaging in. George is always listening in the mornings. He's listening in the afternoons. He's listening in the evenings, overnight. I think it's a little unhealthy of an obsession almost. But, you know, he's one of our top listeners, so I'm not going to tell him to turn the radio off. That's great for our ratings. But George texted you in saying, earn a dollar, Mike.
Got that dollar right here, George. I had one in my pocket, right? The funny thing about that is there's another ass named George on the dollar. So you can come and get it if you want. Feel free to call in, George. I love tearing up a Trumper in the morning, huh? So, yeah, the Trumpaholics get up early too then, huh? Huh. Well, thanks, George. I appreciate that. And, oh, my gosh, look, there's the sun coming through the trees. So, normally, this time of day or around 6 o'clock, Matt, you probably were already birding, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I get up early and put out the bird seed and refill the hummingbird feeder, at least for the next week or so. They're going to be heading south any day now, but they've been fun to see all summer long. But, yeah, I've been a bird watcher since I was 4 years old, so I've always been an early riser, too. So I'm up and out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know you go through the marshes out in the Dunn area, which I'm, like, we're close together. You know, we'll have to meet out in the marsh someday.
Yeah, I mean, we're right on the Wabisa wetlands.
So. Hey, maybe we can bring another bird with us to watch, you know, go out into the marsh and watch for birds with us. Robin.
Robin Voss? I don't think he's a bird watcher. I think more highly of him. But you know what breaks my heart? There's a bird watcher around the block from 3 doors down from me who had just the biggest Trump signs out forever. And I was just saying, how can you be a bird watcher? Love birds and nature and still be supporting this guy.
He's not a bird watcher. He's a vulture watcher. See? You know, picking the bones of Wisconsin. I actually call him Vulture Voss. One day at the Capitol, he and his clowns were up on the first floor. And I used to sit there and blow the vuvuzela.
Right.
And that Luke Hilgeman, that big guy, right? He's like Americans for Prosperity or something now. But yeah, he's a offensive lineman at Stevens Point or something. I found him very offensive. But one day I was blowing at him, right? And there was like 3 of us out there, and we're just punking him, blowing. All of a sudden, he gets up and just throws all his paperwork and goes out of the office. And I'm like, we might want to move, dudes. This guy, because I saw him almost punch a guy down on the square when we were taunting him one day. And, man, he turned back, and I go, dude, go ahead. Yeah, we got cameras all around here. Take a swing, you big goon. I called him... Luke Hilgenstein, you know, like, that maybe is his name. I don't know. But so Robin Voss and his buddies are looking out the window, and I can't remember, you know, they were staffers and stuff. And this, and Voss goes, hey, do that turkey crow thing. And I go, yeah, you mean turkeys writing a Jim Crow law? And they're all laughing. And this one clown is like eating something out of his hand. And then I just started acting like I was a chicken going, and he didn't like it. But Voss and those guys, oh, yeah, they love to laugh with me, right? Or were they laughing at me?
I don't know. I mean, Voss, the pathetic thing about Voss, which is the same pathetic thing about Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, is he knows better. Oh. You know, he's not an idiot.
No.
This guy's a smart guy. He knows Trump's full of it. He knows the election was fair. He knows that Joe Biden's the legitimate president of the United States, and yet he's wasting $680,000 of our tax dollars on this ridiculous fishing expedition that he's got Gableman, of all people, running. And it's just, and then to see him go on that plane with Trump with their stupid grins on their faces. I mean, he's got no pride whatsoever. He just goes, you know, kisses the ring.
Well, I think it's even more than just the propaganda stuff that they're putting out there. I think Gableman needs the money. See, and these guys, you know, these former cops, you know, the detectives or whatever, they need the money, man. It's not about actually being a detective or investigating anything. It's about running propaganda and getting paid for it. Just like Trump was paying these teenagers, the Trump administration and operatives were, you know, paying teenage boys to put all this stuff up on Instagram. And they're like, yeah, man, you can make up to like $12,000 or whatever. And I'm like, well, if I was a kid, you know, I don't even think the kids believe it. I think they're just like, you know, this is like going door to door selling cable TV like I did.
Yeah, and you know, they're just going to peddle this conspiracy nonsense, and, you know, until the last cow comes home. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And you know, Gableman's out there hiring some conspiracy guy to send emails from his Gmail account to the 72 county clerks. I guess they didn't even get to all the clerks, and a lot of it went straight into the trash. He doesn't even know. They don't even know what they're doing. It's Keystone Cop time with these guys, but they're just stirring up, you know, that rancid base of theirs. And we saw what happened, you know, on January 6th. It's inviting another January 6th, all this nonsense.
Well, in Wisconsin, the cows can't come home anymore. They're all on CAFOs, man. Concentrated
they're
animal
never outside.
Feeding. And all these small farms that are gone. How many did we lose? Tens of thousands of small
farms.
Oh, we were
losing like three a day.
So I was watching this back in 1950 or something. It was like 92% of the people working were like farming and growing food. And now it's like less than a percent because it's all CAFOs. Right. And this is, you know, again, this is the food that's not healthy. I've been wanting to quit eating meat for a long time, not because I don't enjoy eating the hell out of it, because I do, but because I love animals. And I think about what they have to go through. Back in the day, man, you raised enough animals that you could actually have the time to pet them and treat them nice, right? And I know a lot of farmers that when they went to butcher their animals, they shed some tears. That was family. It's all different now, folks. I mean, animals are being abused, well, not only domestically, but the environment is just, and this is the hardest part for me about all this is watching it disappear by the hour. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize that it is really by the hour that we're just sliding further away. I don't know.
Yeah, and you got, you know, 2,000, 3,000 cows under one roof, never being able to get outside, never being able to move practically.
Or the goat farm with, what, they have 10,000 goats where they stack them on top of each other, and then they say, well, they like getting milked three times a day. I think you're talking about Trump there. Sorry, but I just don't buy that. That's abusive. Now, I grew up working on, you know, local farms where I grew up, and we got up in the morning and you started milking cows or doing chores. Then you had breakfast. Then you went back out and did some more work. Then it's getting close to evening. Time to milk the cows again. Time to eat dinner. It's 7 o'clock. Let's go to bed. I mean, it was, but I liked it. I don't know. I sometimes wish that I had, you know, stayed with a farm or something. But you can't grow with the farm now. You got to get a job at the CAFO.
But there are a lot of folks in Wisconsin working this problem, trying to do the organic farming thing. Mm-hmm. And small farmers, Wisconsin Farmers Union, they're all doing good work. They're trying to beat the tide, though. But the tide is capitalism. The tide is concentration.
Well, I'm all about organic. All right? You know, I got some of the finest weed you can find, and it's actually illegal weed, because you can drive to Illinois, right, and you can pay 2.5 times the amount. Why don't I just call up the kid that I know that takes care of guys like me, right?
We're going to be the last state to the pot party here in Wisconsin. It's pathetic.
Well, yeah, legislative-wise, but trust me, Wisconsin's a pot state, big time, right?
Yeah, but it depends what county you're in as far as what risk you're taking. You know, it's okay here in Dane County. You're not
you got that right.
You're not going to be doing time, but if you do it some other place and get pulled over, you're in deep trouble. I mean, that's the shame of it. That's the crime of it.
Well, I'm dealing with just what you said, you know, Fond du Lac County. Not a great county. If, you know, the cops were cool, right? You know, I told them what I was doing, man. I'm driving up to O'Connell. My friend's mentally ill. I'm bringing her something. And they believed me. But, you know, it got pulled over because my plates were suspended. And, you know, is there a reason why it smells like marijuana, sir? And I'm like, yeah, because I got some really good stuff. And I, you know, and they were cool. And, you know, what am I going to do, right? So, you know, I went to court and we got it down to 2 tickets. But I never got anything signed. And I knew that the DA was... And the judge, you know, right-leaning, of course, you know, law and order kind of stuff. But I messed up because I am a member of the Church of the Lion of Judah. Okay, and I don't know if you saw that case that came out with Jesse, a friend of mine who, you know, founded this religion or this religious spot that we had in Madison where you could go in and, you know, make a donation for sacraments. And listen, I've been living like a Rastafarian my whole life, right? I even married someone from Jamaica, so I don't need any help on that. I'm a recovered Catholic, and I recovered to, you know, being Rastafarian, man. Peace, love. I don't do crazy things when I smoke marijuana. I think a lot. I start thinking, oh my God, it's almost time to do the show, man. We better get our stuff together, turn on the news, see what's happening today. And fortunately for me, I got Matt Rothschild with me to eat up some of this time because, you know, usually I'm used to four slices in an hour, and now we're doing eight for 2 hours. So if I run out of stuff today, I'll probably do the same damn thing tomorrow. We'll be back in a little bit.